Breathe life into your own backyard this spring with FastGrowingTrees.com. From shade trees to fresh fruit to privacy hedge plants, let FastGrowingTrees.com help you plant your dream garden with their expert advice and fast, reliable shipping. FastGrowingTrees.com's plant experts curate thousands of easy-to-grow plants, shrubs, and tree varieties for your unique climate. And they understand that sometimes it's hard to know which plants will do best. No problem. With FastGrowingTrees.com, you get customized recommendations based on your specific needs, and they're always available to help keep your plants growing healthy through every season. Their website is easy to use, and the shipping's fast. With FastGrowingTrees' 30-day Alive and Thrive Guarantee, you know everything will look great fresh out of the box. So join over 1.5 million happy Fast Growing Trees customers. Visit FastGrowingTrees.com/Dana now and get 15% off your entire order. Get 15% off at FastGrowingTrees.com/Dana. That's FastGrowingTrees.com/Dana.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
This is an actual headline that's at the New York Times. I can't believe this is an actual headline, but it is. The headline is, Black equestrians want to be safe, but they can't find helmets. It's a real headline. They say for black riders with natural hair, finding a helmet that fits can be virtually impossible. Some are trying to raise awareness of the problem, but manufacturers say it's not a simple fix. When I first saw this, it looked like it was a screen grab, and I thought it was like I thought it was satirical. I did not think that it was a real. So now, because remember, everything's racist. Like parks are racist. Everything's racist and divided. That this also, by the way, sounds like one of the most first world problems I've ever heard of. I mean, an absolute first world problem. Well, I can't. I mean, you know how expensive. I mean, all of that is the equestrian world is one of the most. This is one of the most expensive hobbies you could have. And the piece over at the New York Times focuses on this. It gets into this girl named Chanel Robin. She's been riding horses most of her life, etc. She's in Bradford, Ontario. And she talks about her pony in this whole piece. And, you know, she talks about what it is to be black and be an equestrian, which I just don't, why does everything have to be so divided? And then people were talking about finding a helmet that fits because she said she ended up having her hair styled in locks. And as a result, it made it difficult for her to put a helmet on and all of this stuff. And now the New York Times is like, wow, there's no helmets that can fit properly. This is another barrier to full inclusion. They act like it's the equestrian world that is making it to where no one can, that they're disallowing helmets that do this. It's the stupidest thing I've ever read. I mean, because it's an opportunity for capitalism, for a company to make one. And so they have some riders in California, et cetera, who've been, and apparently I just can't, it just is so, this is just, it seems like a problem that has an easy fix. But the New York Times is taking it to mean that there is not ever full inclusion. Do you know what the inclusion issue is here? It's not whether someone is black or white. It's whether they're rich or poor. Because this is such an expensive sport. It is such an expensive sport. So they get into the safety standards and all of this stuff. And, you know, they were talking about how they want to get around the regulations. And this is the other thing that the New York Times piece kind of just skates by. Because one of the manufacturers was saying that one of the worries that companies have is nothing to do with companies. The worry is that the restrictions and the regulations that go along with helmet development, because everything is so regulated 6 ways to Sunday in this country, that the restrictions and regulations as it pertains to the development of new or newly designed helmets, that could actually interfere with the manufacturing process, meaning it might take them a while to get out. Then you have to go and they apparently have to run it by the regulatory outfit and make sure that it meets federal safety standards, all this kind of stuff. And the other thing, too, is that one of the manufacturers was incredibly honest, and they said, because they didn't think it was a manufacturing issue, it sounds like a regulatory issue, which has nothing to do with the world of equestrianism. But they also said, well, this whole process would take years of development as well. It could take years of development, depending on how much pushback they get, all this stuff. You wouldn't believe, like, the amount, and this is true, because it's considered like a safety device. It's not a fashion accessory. A helmet's considered a safety device. And so it does, especially with any kind of regulated sport, you have to go through it. That's the nature of the way this is. I mean, that's just it. And so it doesn't have anything to do with racism. It doesn't have anything to do with division. It doesn't have anything to do with bigotry. That's just the way it is. And one of the manufacturers was incredibly honest and said, well, you know, this also could potentially drive up the cost for a product for which there might not be as much demand. If it's a special type of helmet that specifically is constructed to accommodate a specific hairstyle. Not everything is racist. Not everything is bigoted. I wish the sweet meteor of death would come and obliterate this planet into 1,000,000,000 grains of dust, because I cannot find a redeeming factor at all on this rock. Every one of these stupid headlines is designed to drive division. Every single one. And some people were saying if it's, you know, an unusual hairstyle, or if it's not a hairstyle that, you know, that a lot of people, they act like, oh, we just made helmets for just white people. That's the whole way. I mean, literally, one of the subheads of this piece is, quote, this sport isn't designed for us. Literally, that's where the New York Times is going with us. As if you didn't think racist parks were bad enough. Now you have this. They say that the whole design of it. In fact, one actual quote is this. And they aren't just talking about equestrianism. Quote, sports were only developed for white people, and they only continue to keep white people protected. Or they continue to keep white people protected. That's literally the quote. It is. That's the whole point. That's what the New York Times wanted to accomplish with this piece. Everything's racist. Well, just end equestrianism then. Just to end it then. Let's go ahead and end all fun things. If we find one thing that's wrong with anything, end it. But you know what? If we're going to approach it that way, I think that should go to personally with every single person. Just have it across the board. I'm just so done with this. Everyone is a victim. Everyone is a victim. Everyone believes the world is out to get them. In some cases it is. But not in every case. Actual headline. We are all are dumber for the New York Times having published this into the human record. And we wonder why aliens, you know what, if I was an alien and I came across our planet, I wouldn't want to get near it either. I would be afraid that whatever stupidity that is roiling the earth would be catching. Kel-Tec innovation is back to back. You've heard me talk about Kel-Tec's P50 pistol. Now here comes the new 9mm P15 carry pistol. Quality engineered, the 9mm P15 carry pistol is the lightest, thinnest of its kind and Kel-Tec's first striker fire handgun. And as another first, the P15s feature a totally unique patent pending 15 round extended magazine. Now other features include ambidextrous grip, safety, reversible mag release, and the hybrid fiber optic night sights with fully adjustable rear. That all comes standard. It's from Kel-Tec, inventors of subcompact polymer and now metal handguns. The P15's gator grip texture on the polymer version increases stability and makes for easy, accurate handling, while the all-metal version offers comfortable but positive traction and a really beautiful wood grip panel. The P15 is the dependable firepower you need to secure your world. See the new 9mm P15 first up close and personal at KeltecWeapons.com. That's KELTEC Weapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
This is kind of cool. NASA has discovered an ocean world where 1 year lasts just 11 days. It's a water planet, 100 million light years away from Earth. So plan your vacations, guys. And it completes an orbit of its star every 11 days. It's a group of astronomers from a university in Montreal that came across this through NASA's Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite, and it was published in the Astronomical Journal. So CNET reports that the planet's covered by a blanket of water, and it has a very long name full of all kinds of consonants, one vowel, and some numbers, so I don't care to repeat it. Set to live 100 million light years from Earth, orbits within a binary star system among the Draco constellation. Don't even know what any of them that Draco part means, but that's okay. It's actually kind of cool. They say that there's a lot more research that needs to be conducted, but they think that it's 70% larger than Earth, and the density is consistent with having a deep ocean. So it's ocean planet. Water world could be real. Who knows? Also, man alive. A New Jersey woman fighting eviction blows herself up in a house full of cats. I mean, taking cat fight to a whole new level. I couldn't help it. A New Jersey woman's fight against eviction ended in a deadly blaze when she intentionally started a fire in the home she shared with dozens of cats and refused to vacate. This happened last week. The woman and her cats died. They all died in the massive fire. It broke out shortly after 11 a.m. State police had served the unidentified woman with an eviction notice. She wouldn't leave, threatened to blow up her house, and she did. They said that apparently she turned the gas on before she ignited and her house all up in flames. They said multiple fire departments responded to the home, but they were unable to get her out alive. No other injuries were reported. She was the sole occupant of the house. The once cat-filled home is now completely charred, and an attached home is unlivable. The whole thing is burnt to the ground. There's like a couple of barely standing walls that are up now. Good grief. What a horrible way to go. U.S. judge strikes down a Missouri gun law as unconstitutional. This is so I talked a little bit about this last night on social media, if you follow me at all, because this was the whole point of this particular law was that the lawmakers were fighting back against any kind of federal restrictions, sweeping federal restrictions, if they did not have an equivalent within the state of Missouri. And it had the support of a lot of law enforcement. The Republican Attorney General Andrew Bailey of Missouri said in a statement he's going to appeal the ruling. He said they're prepared to defend their statute to the highest court, and they anticipate a better result at the 8th court. The thing is, though, that's in reporting on this, a lot of people are ignoring the fact that they were specifically pushing back against new sweeping laws because it was in a response to all this new gun control push from the Biden administration to anything that did not have a state-based, Missouri-based equivalent. So that's a huge caveat that's going underreported.
Yeah, file this under the law of unintended consequences. You solve one problem and perhaps you create another one. Yes, we have been told to mask up, mask up, mask up. Now the mayor is modifying that a bit. He says drop the masks, at least initially when you walk into a business, as sort of a peace offering, as in literally, I come in peace. I'm not here to rob the place. I'm here to do business legitimately.
But what if you are there to rob the place? Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. So now we're a full circle. Now I want to wear a mask. How funny is that? Now I want to wear it. When the government tells me don't do something, I want to do it now. I just can't help it. So that's New York City law enforcement says that masking is the pushing of the masking is made it harder to identify and catch criminals. Then you probably shouldn't have fined people if they didn't wear them. No, we're afraid. We don't know which way your head's going to spin next. So we're afraid of getting fined. I feel like I want to wear them now. If they don't want me to wear them going into a business, oh no, hell no, I'm going to wear them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, if that business wants me to wear one, it's that business's right to tell me to wear one.
And not just any mask. I want to wear the Scream one.
Oh man, that would be good.
I really feel like, yeah.
Like if you're full face?
Uh-huh. And maybe also the black cloak and everything. Maybe I'll carry a knife too. I don't know. I'm just saying. It has nothing to do with the mask part. I just, you know. So I come in peace. I don't, though. So I just... Nope, I choose violence. Just saying. No, that it has come full circle now. Now they're saying, no. Now it's really hard to catch the... Who would have thought that encouraging people to keep their faces covered would have led criminals to believe that they might get away with crimes if no one could ID them or see their face? Because normally, if you're in a bank, you're there doing your thing, doing your bank business. Somebody comes in with their face covered. Back in the day, you'd be like, well, that's a robber. Hell, what's going on here? Yeah. Now, it's like, oh, they're worried about the Rona. So they wear a security blanket on their face that does nothing. You know what? I was thinking of this. I'm gonna bring this tugboat to shore, but bear with me here. So, you know how when you're a little kid and you get in bed at night, everything has to be tucked up, right? You can't have like a foot hanging off the bed because that's what the monster would eat, right? There's a monster under your bed or a monster in your room. Anything that's hanging off the bed, that's gonna get your fingers are gone, your toes are gone, it's gone. It'll get you. There was like this unspoken rule of youth. Maybe at least in my mind, that it was universally acknowledged that if it was under the security of the blanket, it was off the field, right? So if you suddenly realized that your foot was uncovered and you tucked your foot back under the cover, if that monster was about to get it, he'd have to go, oh, no, I can't, because the rule of the blanket, you know? I mean, I can't get it. That's the rule. But I feel like with the masking, that became life in a way. So it's that same principle, the make-believe faith in these cloth objects to keep you safe when every study out there shows that they don't. And now we see people as, you know, it's like a plague doctor thing, you know? I would probably trust more in the quote-unquote science of people who would wear a headdress chandelier of crystals with oils everywhere than I would with the people with the mask on their face. I'm just saying. I just gave Kane an idea. He's going to go and rig himself up a baby mobile of, yeah, crystals on his head. It's the Marion Wilson starter kit. That's what it is. By her look. I don't say that to be mean. I actually like her. I mean, I don't like her policies. I think they suck. But I mean, as a person, she seems fun. But anyway, so I just thought. Now I have this. Oh, gosh, I have so many things. I have another piece of audio. This is audio soundbite 10. The DC police chief. Listen to what they say. If you ever want to hear it, if you put this statistic in your back pocket, you're going to need this on a rainy day. Because what do you hear about crime rates in cities like D.C. and in Chicago? You've heard recidivism, same repeat offenders. Well, here's the stat on that from the chief of police in D.C. Listen to this.
Guns off the street. What we got to do, if we really want to see homicides go down, is keep bad guys with guns in jail. Because when they're in jail, they can't be in community shooting people. So when people talk about what we're going to do different or what we should do different, what we need to do different, that's the thing that we need to do different. We need to keep violent people in jail. Right now, the average homicide suspect has been arrested 11 times prior to them committing a homicide.
Mm.
That is a problem. That is a problem.
That is wild. Absolutely wild. So that is the chief of police there in D.C. He's absolutely right, too. I'm so glad that he said that the way it needed to be said.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So they're freaking out in Fort Lauderdale. According to the Florida Sun Sentinel, the mayor decries what he says is a creeping level of hate. Vandals defaced an Alphabet Pride flag that was painted on the street just off Fort Lauderdale Beach. And you know what's on it? There are skid marks on it.
On a road?
On a road.
No.
Skid marks are on paint on a road.
No.
No. Why did you put your thing on a thing that cars drive on? I don't know. It's Fort Lauderdale's mayor. So they're mad, and they said that it's evidence of hatred and bigotry in the Fort Lauderdale community because someone drove over the painted rainbow that they put on the street and left tire marks on it. Oh, no. Who could have thought that that could have happened to something that you put on a road? I am so shocked. Oh, much surprise. Moving on. Can you tell how shocked I am? It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. These people are just ridiculous. I don't know why, Florida man was arrested after dumping 30 mattress box springs along a street. Monroe County Waste Management told the sheriff's office that it weighed more than 1,700 pounds. It was just dumped right on Front Street there. It said they all came from a Key West motel. And a manager there said that he hired a guy named Michael Herrera to replace the beds at the hotel. So Herrera just took the mattresses and literally dumped them on the street. 1,700 pounds of worth. He was charged with illegal dumping. Dumps them right on the street where people pass by and can see them. I don't know. These people. I have one tomorrow that I'll tell you about, how there was a stripper arrested for throwing money at a man. I think that's supposed to work opposite. Like, the man's supposed to throw the money at the stripper. So I don't know what made this offense, but we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.